This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the nation has to move forward on the path of Atmanirbhar Bharat and goal of a developed India with the mantra of vocal for local. Sharing his thought in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi said during the festive season, the countrymen should never forget about Swadeshi.
आने वाले दिनों में बहुत सारे त्योहारों की रौनक होगी। उन त्योहारों में आपको स्वदेशी की बात कभी भी भूलनी नहीं है। उपहार वही जो भारत में बना हो, पहनावा वही जो भारत में बुना हो, सजावट वही जो भारत में बने सामान से हो, और भी ऐसा बहुत कुछ। एक ही मंत्र वोकल फॉर लोकल, एक ही रास्ता आत्मनिर्भर भारत, एक ही लक्ष्य विकसित भारत।
The Prime Minister mentioned about the first Khelo India Water Sports Festival, which was held at Dal Lake in Srinagar, where 800 athletes from all over the country participated.
Desh mein hua pehla Khelo India Water Sports Festival, aur wo bhi Srinagar ki Dal Jhil par hua. Sachmuch, aisa utsav ayojit karne ke liye ये कितनी खास जगह है। इसका उद्देश्य है जम्मू कश्मीर में वाटर स्पोर्ट्स को और लोकप्रिय बनाना। इसमें पूरे भारत से 800 से अधिक एथलीट्स ने हिस्सा लिया। विशेष बधाई मध्य प्रदेश को जिसने सबसे ज्यादा मेडल जीते।
The Prime Minister said, in this monsoon season, natural disasters are testing the country. Mr. Modi said these incidents have saddened every countryman and the pain of the families who lost their loved ones is a shared pain. The Prime Minister mentioned about the digital platform Pratibha Setu, which stores the data of those candidates who cleared all the stages of various exams of UPSC, but their name did not appear in the final merit list. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping today reaffirmed that the two countries are development partners and not rivals, and that their differences should not turn into disputes. The two leaders met on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit in Tianjin. Prime Minister Modi underlined the importance of peace and tranquility on the border areas for continued development of bilateral relations. The two leaders noted the need to strengthen people-to-people ties through direct flights and visa facilitation, building on the resumption of Kailash Mansarovar Yatra and tourist visa. Ministry of Ayush will host the departmental summit on National Ayush Mission and capacity building in states on the 3rd and 4th of September at AIIA New Delhi. The summit will be chaired by Minister of State Pratap Rao Jadhav. The two-day national summit aims to strengthen National Ayush Mission, enhance state capacity building and foster collaboration among states and UTs to promote holistic health care. The government has completely suspended the booking of all categories of mail, including letters, documents and gift items valued up to $100 destined for the USA. In a statement, Department of Post said that the decision was taken in view of the ongoing inability of carriers to transport US-bound mail and in the absence of defined regulatory mechanisms. It said that the situation is being closely monitored and efforts are being made to restore services at the earliest. The IMD has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall in western Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, eastern Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. The Met Department has also forecast thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Assam, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura, Uttarakhand and Vidarbha. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that Russia and China oppose discriminatory sanctions against BRICS countries. In an interview with a news agency, he said the two countries have taken a common stand against sanctions that hinder the socio-economic development of BRICS member countries. The Russian president said that both are paying special attention to mobilizing additional resources for critical infrastructure projects and stand united in strengthening BRICS' ability to address pressing global challenges. And that is the end of this news bulletin.